Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jerry Ripperker is here. Jerry's a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's been going back with us for a long time, and he's director of consulting at Principal Financial Group and specializing in employee stock ownership programs, ESOPs, and which we've talked about in the past before, but he has some new research he's brought with us today about how you guys are feeling about your financial situation. Jerry Ripperker, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a privilege to be here, although that 10-year remark makes me feel old.
I know. But it's actually a milestone we should celebrate, Jerry. That's the way I think about it. Just another milestone, right?
Well, then I would have nothing but celebration.
That's the story I'm sticking to. Hey, Jerry, you guys have been busy again with your surveying, talking to folks out there. Tell us who the people were that you polled. Who did you talk to?
Yeah, we work with Harris Interactive. We polled just slightly over 1,100 people, primarily people who work for small to mid-sized businesses, what we
right.
call growing businesses.
Employees and owners.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Really, to kind of get where they're at, how they're feeling about their finances, how they're feeling about the direction that things are going. And I guess the good news is, we've been through some pretty tumultuous times in the last 5 years.
Yep.
And you know, we're seeing more consistency in the responses now. But where we continue to want to highlight some concerns is what people's perception of where they are and where they actually are based mm-hmm. on work that's been done by professionals in the field is very concerning for us.
Well, exactly. So when you say where they are and where they actually are you saying that they're probably not as bad off as they think they are?
Unfortunately, I think we probably would have to go the other direction.
So they're better off. They're not as well off as they think they are.
Right.
Wow.
And let me throw.
How does that manifest in the numbers?
Yeah, let's kind of throw a couple things out here. And the most recent study really looked not just at their fiscal health, but also their physical health, because the connection between your physical and financial health is very well established.
It is. Illnesses and your ability to get your job done and the energy you have, all that, yeah.
Absolutely. So just a couple things to throw out here to consider. You know, 58% of the survey respondents said they consider themselves healthy. And one might say, well, 58% isn't a very big number. And I think the actual truth there is, according to the National Institute of Health, 2 out of 3 Americans are overweight or obese.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we start with 67% are statistically unhealthy, yet 58% report that they're healthy. Very, very concerning. And that same optimism on part of the respondents carried over as we looked at their financial health.
Mm-hmm.
Because 49% said, hey, we're financially healthy. Yet other studies have shown that 60% of Americans really couldn't even fund a minor financial calamity
mm-hmm.
were it to occur in their household. So, part of what we have
do you
to
think that they do you think that they feel that way? Because, as you know, Jerry, since 2008, beginning in 2009, the America especially, but probably the world, other than governments, regular folks have been deleveraging. We've been getting out of debt. Businesses have been shedding debt. Our balance sheets have been improving. Individuals, I think, probably have been doing the same thing. Do you think, even though we're not actually physically, financially well off, we're still struggling with that? Maybe because we don't have as many payments as we used to have. Do you think that's masking our financials? A picture? What do you think?
I think the deleveraging is, we actually went back to the well-being index that was done prior to this one that we're talking about here that really looked at what are you going to do with your income tax refund, etc.
Right.
The number one response there, they were going to use that to pay down debt.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
And although this particular study didn't look at that aspect of it, there are other studies that are out there that said, unfortunately, we're kind of returning to our pre-recession ways, and that downtick we saw in consumer debt was really relatively short-lived.
So you're thinking the first moment we get a little glimpse of optimism, we start spending money.
Yeah, and we really have seen that, and I don't have the study in front of me, Jim, but
right.
When you look at housing purchases, the average home now is more expensive than the pre-recession level.
Mm.
So we are seeing some of that. So what we really want to do is educate people and have them understand. We're in a much more dynamic environment than we've probably ever been in the
ever been. The workforce, the job, the employment situation, everything is different.
Yep, absolutely.
The only things that aren't different are the fundamentals of math, right? You can't spend more than you have. Actually, that's not true in America anymore, is it?
That's a good rule to live by. Unfortunately, a lot of people
Let me rephrase that. You shouldn't spend more than you have.
You know, and one of the questions we asked people was around something that should be fun. We asked them about, are you planning to take a vacation this summer?
Yeah.
And, you know, on a positive side, 53% of people said, yeah, we're going to take a vacation this summer.
Mm-hmm. I got that, too. I polled my audience earlier in the year. I usually do that in May. In the May or so, I'll say, you know, what are your vacation plans? And I saw an uptick in vacation interest this year from over last year. So I think it's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, but still, we had over 1 in 4, actually 27% of respondents, still came back and said, no, we really don't plan to take a vacation.
Yep, yep. Those were all small business owners. Those were all your small business owners, probably, Jerry.
Well, yeah, well, and that ties
the vacation. The employees got to take vacation, but the owners didn't. I think that's what happened.
And we asked them, why aren't you going to take, you know, what are the factors of saying that? Well, they said 33% said, I don't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
But number two on the list was 23%, and I think this probably gets to your point, Jim. Right? They're too busy at work.
Yeah, yeah.
And nowhere does that hit harder than on the people who run the business.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Somebody's got to stay home and make the payroll for that vacation check that gets paid when there's no productivity.
Right, and that really highlights a lot of what our efforts are here is, as we look at these business owners and the crucial role they play in our economy, not only do they have to worry about their own physical and financial future, they're in the role of having to also worry about their employees.
Yeah, that's exactly
physical
right.
Physical and financial
it's
future.
The hardest, being a small business owner is the hardest job in the world on every level. Hey, Jerry, have you got some ideas on how we can maybe get ourselves in a little better financial situation when we come back? You got some thoughts on that?
Absolutely.
Jerry Ripperger, ladies and gentlemen, with Principal Financial Group, he and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.